Dr. Lyons, we have concluded the symposium again here this year. Great attendance, seemed like incredible enthusiasm, especially here at this concluding session. What are your thoughts as we wrap up this symposium?
You know, I come into the symposium, Chuck, and I'm always fired up and ready to go. Well, I'm coming out of this symposium, and I think I have double the energy. And I think the conclusion here is if we all come together, if we are a team, and if we realize that no one person can make a team, but a person can be a crucial part of the team, we can go anywhere. Mm-hmm. Spoke to the coach, Coach Cal, loves what we're doing in Haiti, and actually said, gosh, he said, I wish I'd have known that's what you guys were doing, because then we would have got everything behind the Alltech effort down there. Symposium is over. We're fired up. We want to get out and make a difference.
Well, I heard that team comment from one of your partnering companies. I did a couple interviews yesterday. Mm-hmm. So I think that that message is out there, and they're feeling the same way as they mm-hmm. participate. And in particular, they're partnering with the upcoming World Equestrian mm-hmm. Games. So let's get in a kind of a little look-forward plug also for those games.
Yes, you know, this event is over. And now we have the biggest single opportunity, possibly in the history of Kentucky, when the world will focus on Kentucky. First time for the Olympics of horses to come out of Europe. First time coming into Kentucky. We need every citizen of the state of Kentucky, of the Commonwealth of Kentucky, to understand this is their games. And we need them there. We want them to enjoy it. We want them to bring their children there for something that perhaps they will never see again in their lives. It's amazing. I'm so excited by it. Go for it.
I do have to also make another comment. Just came to mind. I've got a great photo of you on stage with this marquee picture of him up on the screen behind you.
Yes.
Just talk about the future. Obviously, your son has, as I've seen him in the last few years, really kind of step to the front and taking a role. How do you feel about the future of Alltech?
Oh, gosh. You know, I've built Alltech. I was fortunate enough to be able to live the dream, live the American dream. But there's something very special about living the dream on through your son, the next generation. There's something very reassuring to be able to say to your 2,300, 2,400 people, we're in good hands. There's something very special to be able to reassure them again that there will be no layoffs, there will be no rip-offs. And as I said in my first statement, there will be no made-offs or rip-offs or layoffs. And with Mark there, and indeed the other Marks around him, frankly, Chuck, we're in good shape. We're in good shape, not just for my dreams, but the dreams of the 2,300 people. No, 2,300 families, maybe 10,000 people. We're in great shape with Mark maturing, Kentucky educated, Kentucky reared, and so forth. And he's just, Mark will tell you that he is just one of many. He's a special one of many. I'm his dad, so I think he's special. But I do feel very comfortable that this company, this legacy, will go on to the next level.
Well, I'm looking forward to it, and thank Alltech once again for having me come in here to witness this great event that you put on each year and get to meet what are now becoming some good friends from around the world that I see once a year.
You know, the coach said it best. He said, you know, when you talk to somebody, he said, talk to them like they're long-lost brother. Talk to them like, my gosh, you know, I haven't seen you for so long. That's what happens at a meeting like this, that they come back, they feel comfortable, they know where to go. And what an impact on the city of Lexington. What an impact, both socially, entertainment-wise. And every single one of them are telling me, you know, wow, your city is changing. wow, we got new restaurants. Wow. Sometimes I think that perhaps we need to listen to the outsiders looking in our city rather than the insiders looking out of our city. It's a great place to live. I've been here for 30 years. I bring people out to Keeneland and we go running out there and they can't believe it. We're 10 minutes from downtown and we're running in probably some of the most beautiful countryside in the world. So glad that you enjoyed the program. Glad that you were with us. And I can't say, you know, roll on the next event because our life's running away from us. But you know what? We don't have too many days before the next event. So, Chuck, let's talk up the games. You know, let's, we've a smattering of it here. These people from all these countries, 60, 70 countries. Well, imagine we're going to have 61 countries with horses participating. And imagine you multiply this so that we have 200,000 people going away with a feel-good about Kentucky. Doesn't get any better than that.
Absolutely. Look forward to it. Thank you again. That's Dr. Pierce Lyons with Alltech here from Lexington, Kentucky. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.